Welcome back to Local Matters on KTLO. This is Heather Loftus. And joining me now, we got a whole room full of Lions members. Cynthia Dalrymple. Okay, whew, I'm going to have to practice that a few more. Thank you very much. And Tim Harold, who are the co-chairs of this coming week's Lions Club auction. And we have George Truel, the president, this year's president of the Lions Club.
Yep.
Hey, welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Big happenings this week, starting on Monday, the 65th annual. That is so hard to believe. The 65th annual Lions Club auction starts on Monday.
It does.
Sure does.
6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
6 p.m. Tell us all about it.
65th annual auction. We start on Monday. We are televised and radio broadcast and also on the internet. And we can take phone bids also. We start at 6 p.m., run till 10 p.m. Monday through Friday. At XL7, people can come in and watch. They can come in and look and touch. We're there to help. We have several very interesting items. Newman Plastic Surgery this year has contributed several high-dollar items. I cannot tell you what the procedure is, but the dollar value on the highest item was $1,500, and another procedure for about $700, and a couple of others a little less than that. Pegler Real Estate was kind enough to donate it's a weekend rental at the firehouse.
In Cotter, I believe, mm-hmm. isn't that it?
I think that is correct.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that has a value of about $650. So we're very excited about adding some potential, you know, mm-hmm. to raise a little more money, which is what we're trying mm-hmm. to do or what our effort is. We have typically gift cards. Many businesses will maybe gift a $25 or $50 gift card for Town and Country or another service. Great participation from mechanics. Elite Auto. Mm-hmm. Yes, Elite Automotive, and they do a slew of things. All of those items are individually, you know, displayed, mm-hmm. And we try to rally the population, you know, to bid on those.
There's all kinds of information, so if you have a pen ready, get it out. If not, you can always call the radio station. We can help you with all these details. But it's real easy to remember, lionsclubauction.com. That's the site. That's where you want to go to get the information. You can call 425-2266. But like I said, all the information's on lionsclubauction.com. The auction's available on XL7, Suddenlink Channel 22. Or the digital antenna on 26.1, but you're already listening to KTLO. This is where it's going to be on the radio, so feel free to tune us in next week, every night next week, Monday through Friday from 6 until 10. We'll be here broadcasting the Lions Club auction live. We've done it,
I dare to say, from the early days, before
it was televised.
I always like to say for basically my entire life, because I always remember the Lions Club auction being on KTLO. But it's a great partnership. We love being able to help you guys because it's such a huge event. Tim Harold, also the co-chair with Cynthia on that. Tim, how many people are involved with this event?
We definitely want to make sure that as many club members as we can get involved, and the way we do that is each member is given worksheets to go out into the community and go to the various businesses and ask for donations, and we believe these donations are more like investments because they go right back into the community and meet needs of people who are less fortunate.
George, how many businesses and organizations and different people have helped you guys out within the community?
Well, and the community has been a great, great partner, Heather, and they have for years. One of the things you'll see if you tune in or listen in to KTLO 97.9 is it's not unusual for our community members to overbid an item. We might have a $25 gift certificate, And it's not unusual to see the winning bid be $27 or $28. So they are very supportive. It's wonderful. We have, I'm going to say, almost 600 different items.
Yeah.
And every night we're going to be averaging about 100.
I was going to say,
put up for auction and go right through. So it's going to move quick.
I mean, I realize I'm not the radio guru behind the scenes like some people, you know, but just going through my mind, I'm like, a four-hour broadcast, I mean, you've got to have a lot going on to fill that time.
Because
we don't take
very,
any commercial
quickly.
Breaks or anything. I mean, it's
one break.
One break. It's straight auction the whole time.
Yep. And there's, you know, as Tim mentioned, our members, and we've got about 80 members that are very active. This is the only fundraiser we have all year, but it's our major one. It's the one we're best known for. And we look so forward to it. We go out, and we're all assigned different businesses. But we visit in them year after year after year. They look forward to it, and we provide a service to them as far as advertising their business. And it's a great partnership. It's going to be a fun, fun week. It's going to move quick. If you think you can put a bid in and be successful with it, you're going to be disappointed. It moves quickly. So stay tuned.
You know, it's always so... Every time, you know, any of us do this, but with this business community and how everybody jumps in to help, you know, when one of your members will walk into a business, they'll typically say, oh, it's that time of year again. I mean, they never, they don't question whether or not I'm going to do it. I'm like, oh, it's Lions Club Auction. Here you go.
And if they run into another lion and they haven't been solicited yet, they're wondering.
Exactly.
It's great.
And I always love it because people, you know, it's a fundraising auction, but people are always like, I won that one. I'm like, you did. You
Christmas,
won.
Christmas
now
and the
give
holidays
me your check.
Are coming
yes,
up. Exactly right. So this is a great opportunity to not only support the Lions Club, but knock a lot of items off your shopping list.
Over 600 items from area businesses. Again, you can find all the information at lionsclubauction.com. Call 425-2266. Available on XL7 TV, which is Suddenlink Channel 22, or on the digital antenna 26.1. Or, of course, right here on KTLO FM 97.9. Let's take a break. You're listening to Local Matters on KTLO. Welcome back to Local Matters on KTLO. This is Heather Loftus. And again, I'm joined by members of the Lions Club who have their annual auction coming up starting this Monday. Cynthia Dalrymple, Tim Harold, and George Truhl, some of the 80-plus members of the local Lions Club. George, you're this year's president, so I have to ask you first. This is your only fundraiser,
correct,
but you guys are active in the community all year long. How much money are we going to raise with this event, roughly? Or what's the goal?
The goal is, well, Cynthia, as the chair, I'll let her, she's ambitious.
I'm hoping that I don't know if it's the right way, I'm hoping we can squeeze $30,000 out of our community. Our areas of involvement are expanding, not only site care issues, the international group has added diabetes and child cancer. Am I correct?
Or do
I
have that? Yeah, pediatric cancer.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yes. Oh, this would be my cheat sheet. Yes. Vision, hunger, environment, diabetes, pediatric cancer. That's why you're president. and they're all passionate subjects for this club. They're very involved in the site care Christian clinic, and I'm new to the area, and I'm new to the club, and I personally can speak to the incredible changes this clinic does for people. There, we also have site screening machines that we have donated to two high schools, believe, and stories that are shared with us from the people that are actively involved in that effort are heart-wrenching, heartbreaking, and very, very warm also. Mm-hmm. But people that were convinced they were not going to be able to see or read and their lives were going to be changed, or they couldn't afford a service or couldn't afford glasses.
Yeah. One of those the remarkable things about the screeners is that they will scan the eyes of everyone from
Zero to 100 years.
100 years. I mean, that's incredible.
Well, I will tell you, when I picked my son up at school 2 days ago, 3 years old, at preschool, I went to pick him up, and there was a form that his teacher said, you know, the members of Lions Club are coming out to do screenings this week. You know, here's the form to fill out if you want to participate. And honest to goodness, my first thought was, well, thank goodness they're doing this. I've never even thought about having, you know, I mean, you go to your regular doctor's appointments, but my goodness, you know, it's one of those things.
And from my perspective, I mean, I had learning disabilities as a child, and you don't know how to verbalize them, or you don't know that you have an issue.
Sure.
So the fact that these screening machines can address from an infant, you know, to an elderly person is really quite remarkable. Mm-hmm. Really quite remarkable. And then internally, we can refer them to a doctor. We can do things if needed, such as cataract surgery. Mm-hmm. And it's not just in our local club, but that is worldwide also. I mean, it's an excellent service organization, and this particular club is extremely passionate about their mission.
Of course, you provide the screenings for those. Do you also provide glasses as well?
At the Christian Clinic, we actually, the clinic is two nights each month, and it's on a Thursday night, first and third Thursday, and we have wonderful partnerships with area doctors. They donate their time. They donate their expertise. They come on in. They meet with our clients, and a client will get a screening, an evaluation. They'll pick out frames, and within 2 weeks, they'll have a prescription set of glasses, and we'll make the adjustments on the spot and send them home with a brand new pair of glasses.
That's potentially life-changing.
Yeah, I mean, what's it like when you have someone who's benefited from your services and they have their first pair of glasses? What's that experience like?
Yeah, it is marvelous, and I encourage all of our members to come and spend a night. Tim's been with me several nights over at the clinic. It's, you know, the tears, the hugs, the God bless yous. It's just very heartwarming. And, you know, Cynthia talked about the initiative with the screeners. That's a brand new category of clients. You know, you're talking the preschoolers. A lot of times they're not going to be evaluated for eye care until a teacher in third, fourth, fifth grade saying there seems to be a problem with Johnny not following things on the board. Okay, now we're able to reach them, and they don't even need to respond. They just simply look into the screener, and we're able to tell them not only whether they need glasses, but if there's very severe potential diseases of the eye that need to be addressed early. And so we're thrilled to be able to provide that. We help clients with hearing aids. I mean, Cynthia said, you know, this is our only fundraiser. It's our 65th annual, but all the money goes right back into the community to support those kind of efforts.
Mm-hmm. George, when does the club meet?
Club meets every Wednesday at El Chico. Mm-hmm. At noontime, and anyone that's interested in joining, feel free to come up and join us. We have a great time.
Well, best of luck to all of you and all the members of Lions Club. Again, the 65th annual Lions Club auction coming up starting Monday night here on KTLO FM 97.9. Check them out, lionsclubauction.com. That'll give you all the information where you can see all the items up for bid. Do you bid online or do you call the number?
Both.
Both.
There
you go.
All three.
They'll give you every opportunity to help them raise money. $30,000 is the goal, and we wish you all the best of luck. Thank you.
Thank you, Heather.
Thank you, KTLO, for your support.
Thank you very much.
It's our honor to help. Thanks for listening to Local Matters on KTLO.